Today's Tanya for the 11th of Tishrei is at the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chof Aleph, Igeres HaKedesh 21. This is another letter concerning the mitzvah of tzedakah, and particularly the tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, where the Alter Rebbe advises that the tzedakah that has been set aside for the people who sit and learn and serve God in Eretz Yisrael, that money shouldn't be held until the end of the year and then sent in one sum, but rather it should be sent or given in smaller amounts throughout the year, weekly or monthly, so that there is an immediate giving, and it doesn't wait till the end of the year, and also that there are many times of giving, many acts of giving, rather than one act of a large sum. So the letter begins, Achad drishat shleimam, after asking, inquiring about their welfare, ken mishpat le'yaveshmei, as is appropriate for those, towards those who love God's name, referring to the Jews who are called Eyaveshmei. And as the Rebbe Zolgensma points out, that since we're talking here about the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah basically comes from the attribute of chesed, and the pnimius of chesed is ahava, Eyaveshmei. And also, as he said earlier, in Igeres HaKedesh 5, Simon Hay, that through the giving of tzedakah, we actually create God's name. So Eyaveshmei is connected to the mitzvah of tzedakah. El hamisnadvim ve'om la'aseis tzidkas Hashem im artzi hakdesha, those among the people who are generous to do tzedakah for the Jews living in the Holy Land, la'aseis midei shana b'shana, in that they give every year chayk hakotzuv mo'es eretz hakedesh tibon ve'tekeinim b'meira b'yamin, a certain amount of money set aside for the Holy Land, may it be rebuilt speedily in our day. Aleihem titeif milosi, to them do my words call. V'tizal katalim rosi, and my statements fall like dew falls like tal. Lizareis lizrizim, to activate those who are already active. Ulechazik yodayim rofes, and to strengthen the hands that have grown weak. In other words, the act of tzedakah has been weakened. Not that they don't want to give, but that they're not actually giving the way they should be, as we'll soon describe. The matan domim mois eretz Yisrael, in the donation of the money to Israel, midei Shabbos b'Shabbate, which should be done every Shabbos, in other words, weekly, or at the very least, monthly. From the amount that he has set aside for the year, he should give some of it either weekly or at least monthly. The whole kesef hakadoshim, and any other monies that a person might be motivated, inspired to donate, to support our brothers who sit in the Holy Land, that the people want to give tzedakah, additional tzedakah to them on an annual basis, that too, the additional money should also be donated on a weekly or a monthly basis. And the reason for that, ki hine milvad hayodu alakel, besides what is known to everyone, Geidul Milas has Zerizus B'chol HaMitzvahs, the virtue of Zerizus, the virtue of alacrity in all mitzvahs, that every mitzvah should be done as quickly as possible, as soon as possible. HaNe'emar V'nishne B'divrei Razal, the virtue of this is mentioned and repeated in the teachings of the sages. For example, Le'olam Yakdim Odom L'dvar Mitzvah, that a person should always hasten to do a mitzvah. Uzrizusei de Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom, we're also told that it was Avraham Avinu. Avraham's alacrity. He haymedes la'ad lanul avaneinu ad olam. It is the alacrity with which he did the mitzvah of the Akedah. The urgency with which he did it. Ki ha'akedah atzmo eino nechshava kol kach l'nisoyin godol. Because the actual fact that he was willing to obey God's commandment and perform the Akedah wouldn't be considered such a test. Le'erech ma'ilus Avraham Avinu olav ha'sholim. For a person on the level of Avraham, that wouldn't have been such a test. Bishagam, and particularly ki Hashem diber bei, that God spoke to him directly and said, kachno es bincha, take your son, etc. V'harikamo v'kamo kedeshim, and we find in history so many martyrs, shemosru nafshem al kedushas Hashem, gam ki leidi b'Hashem bom, who gave up their life for godliness even without God speaking directly to them. So for Avraham, to whom God said directly, take your son, the fact that he was doing it was not yet the great achievement that stand, whose merit protects us and brings blessing to us generation after generations later. What then is it about the Akedah that is so worthy and so wonderful that even today we're still getting benefits from that act? Rak Shavram Avinu Olav Asholim Osozeis Bezizus Niflo. The greatness of it was the alacrity with which he did it. He got up in the morning, he saddled his own donkey, and so on. Lahare Simchose Vechefte Lamalis Ratzen Kene, that shows his joy and his willingness in fulfilling God's will. The last is nachas ruach liyetze, and to bring pleasure and nachas to his Creator. U'mimenu lomdu rezal l'kiyum kol ha-mitzvos b'chlal. And from this the sages say that we are to learn concerning all mitzvahs, that a mitzvah should be performed b'zrizus, with alacrity. U'befrat ma'isat zdoko. So if it's true with all mitzvahs, then more specifically, and mostly the mitzvah of tzedakah ha'il al kulona, that is greater than all other mitzvahs, it should certainly be done with alacrity, and it is greater than all other mitzvahs in that it's hamegino matzla. The peiriseha ba'ilam hazeh, the benefits that we get from tzedakah in this world protect us and save us mikol minei puroniyes hamesrakshis, from all forms of punishment that might come into the world. Kedachsiv tzedakah tatzil memavos, as it says, tzedakah saves from death. Kol shkein mishar mina yisurim hakalim memavos, and if it saves one from death, it certainly saves him from a lesser suffering, from other forms of anguish. So, if with all other mitzvahs, it is important and great and wonderful to do the mitzvah with alacrity, so certainly with the mitzvah of tzedakah, kol shkein shetev lanu gam ba'ilam hazeh, it is certain that it would be to our benefit, even in the physical, even in this world, lahagdimo kol ma'ad efshe, to hasten the mitzvah and to do it as soon as possible. So to wait until the end of the year to give the tzedakah is not a good idea. Because the benefits that we derive from giving tzedakah is that it saves a person from punishment. And since a person is judged every day, so he needs the virtue of the mitzvah of tzedakah every day to protect him and to save him. And so the first reason that the Alter Rebbe gives for distributing this tzedakah in portions, weekly or monthly, and not waiting until the end of the year, is because the every mitzvah is meant to be done bezrizus, should be done enthusiastically, which means that you don't wait. You do it as soon as possible, and particularly the mitzvah of tzedakah, where we need the benefits of the mitzvah every day to protect us, so it wouldn't be right to put it off for the end of the year and leave ourselves without protection for the duration of the year. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the day after Yom Kippur, for Yud Aleph Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that the Mitzoy Yom HaKippurim Tov Kuf Nun Vov, at the end, at the conclusion of Yom Kippur in 1795, in Lojna, Omar Rabbeinu Azor Kenteira Berabim, the Alter Rebbe said a Torah publicly, Kenohug Oz Drushim Ktzorim, and as was customary then, they were very short, brief teachings, and it was Al Posuk Mi Ka Hashem Elikeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. The discourse was on the Posuk, who is like God whenever we call upon him. And the Gemara says, Elav V'leilu Mideisav, that we call upon him and not upon his attributes. The Pardes Zokt, Elav is Eres HaMislapshim B'kelim. The Pardes says that to him means to the light that is clothed in the vessel, the Esa Svir is the Atzilus of the 10 attributes of Atzilus. The Rebbe de Baal Shem Tov Zokt, Elov is the Elikus Vos In Kelim, the Esa Svir is the Atzilus. The Baal Shem Tov says that to him means the godliness that is in the 10 attributes of Atzilus. The Pirish HaPoshet is, and the simple meaning is, that Elov Hatzmus Ein Seif, Elov meaning God himself, was es is bayeden poshetin eden biyadiya atzmis, that which every simple Jew knows essentially, durch emuna pshuta, through a simple faith. When the simple Jew says God, he means God himself, und das ist kreven Elov, and this is what is close, as the Pasuk says, who is like God, our God, who is close to the person. God himself, as the simple Jew understands God, is very close. Behold, Karzeinu Elov, whenever we call to him, Atmos Ein Seif and Atmos HaNeshama, whenever we call to him, to the essence of God, to the essence of the Neshama. Tfilo Be'emuna Pshuta, prayer, when it is said out of simple faith, is mechaber atzmus haneshama mit atzmus ein seif. Connect the essence of the neshama with the essence of God. As atzmus ein seif zol zayin derzeif echelim omevarei chashanim. So that the essence of God, God himself, becomes the healer of all illness and the blessing of the year.